Chad is determined to take action and improve rural development within the framework of the Millennium Development Goals. It has called upon all partners to contribute and take part in a rural development forum scheduled by the end of January 2012 in N'Djamena. The following is an interview with Dr. Njime Adum, Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation of Chad.
My name is Dr. Njime Adum. I'm the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation from Chad.
As many countries, and mostly from developing countries, Chad is progressing on the MDG. But what is actually the current policy or vision of Chad?
Chad has experienced a lot of strife, a lot of warring situations in the last few years. And just recently, it has finally gone through the cycle. It's now embarking on a stable and peaceful and looking at the development. And as such, when a country goes from a crisis situation and comes to now undertaking development, long-term development, sustainable development strategies, it takes quite some time because when you are fighting, you don't have enough resources, human resources, you don't have resources, the financial resources. So Chad has gone through that cycle and now is stabilizing. And now with this new sort of the five-year strategic plan since the election of the president, he stated clearly that he wants to make Chad an emerging country. And so we take the MDGs and we list them up and we say, okay, we're going to target our investments so that when we accomplish certain goals, then we can certainly point to the fact that we took care of this MDGs or that MDG. I'm not in a position right now to give you statistics, but suffice it to say that in terms of investing in agriculture, you can look at the investment package and anywhere from 6 to 10% has been achieved. To what extent has that reduced poverty naturally when Chad is dependent on rain? And when the rains are good, last year very good rain, people ate sufficiently, they produced a lot. And this year the rains have become a little more erratic. But if you look at, despite the fact that there are problems related to rain fed, you look at the various areas, health and education, significant progress has been made. In 2-3 months, I'll come back and tell you, okay, we conduct surveys. This is what is actually happening. To what extent we have met or we are on our way to meeting this particular MDG. But good progress has been made.
And how do you intend to tackle the major human resources that are the smallholders, the smallholder farmers?
I have the tendency of saying this actually falls on my department because I'm interacting with 80% of the population in rural areas. I deal with the research, education, extension, all the various services, and the provision of those services to reach the needy people in the rural areas. And we need to transform agriculture. It cannot be subsistence, given the fact that the head of state's vision is to make Chad an emerging country, and we cannot. We need to take people away from engaging in 80% of their time, 80% of them, and 80% of their time in producing just to feed themselves, into maybe taking them progressively away, giving them tools and techniques and technologies and adequate advice from the human resources of from the department, so that they can get they can produce a little more, they can intensify, they can actually increase yield per unit area of land. So we have discussed a number of issues related to training with my colleague from the higher education. And I think the next budgetary year we'll see a significant amount of money devoted to human resources. And hopefully within a year I should be able to do a better job in sending to the field people with better technical knowledge.
To a certain extent, you would still need to mobilize resources at the international level, but also throughout the South-South cooperation. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. I cannot do it on my own, definitely. When I said that, I just spoke in terms of the strategic vision. What is that I need to do with respect to human resources? But then when you talk about how to make it happen, then I need certainly to open up and call upon the international community for technical assistance as well as financial assistance so that I can carry out some of those programs. And in light of all these needs, certainly the South-South and technical cooperation has begun in Chad, and I'm happy to report that through FAO, we had 10 technical experts from Vietnam who are actually in Chad, who have probably spent about a year. And so that in about a year, we'll be able to evaluate. We come back and say, okay, it has worked in this area, not so well in those areas. And then we just tweak it, fine-tune it so that this experience, South-South, become really enriching experience, beneficial to all of us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister.